often when I go to sleep, I blank.
Dream.
But I can't always remember what I
dreamed.
All right. I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I blank.
Woke up.
Don't.
Stomped your feet.
All right. When you see a friend leaving a party alone, you might ask, can I blank?
Can I go?
Would it make any difference in what you said whether you were walking or driving?
Yes.
How about whether you were speaking to a man or a woman or being spoken to?
Yes.
All right. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the boat and
pull it up.
When your car was stuck in the mud or snow, you ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
push.
All right. You had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, so you picked it up and blank.
Carried it home.
Anything else you might say?
Brought it home.
Suppose it were all you could do to handle.
Barely carry.
All right, you might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so
stay away from it.
What else might you tell that child?
Don't touch it.
All right. If you want a knife and send someone for it, you say, go blank the knife.
Get the knife.
What kinds of outdoor games do you play?
Basketball, football, tennis.
All right. What did you call the hiding games?
Hide and go seek.
All right. What did you call the place you ran for?
The place you ran for?
Yes, when you played hide and seek.
I forget what you call those.
All right. All right. This is another principal part of a verb. You throw a ball and ask somebody to blank.
To go get it. To catch it.
I threw the ball and he blank.
Caught it.
I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't blank.
Caught any.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll blank.
Wait for you.
If you're about to punish a child, you might say to him, please blank me another. I'm sorry, I remembered this over again. If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, please blank me another.
I don't know. Please give me another chance.
All right. Somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. You say he seems to be in a good
humor.
All right. There's that Plexi salesman. Wait till I blank.
See him.
All right. If you hired a man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. And you would say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get
rid of him.
All right. Let's see. And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I sure
forgot that.
All right. You say, I have just blanked him a letter.
Wrote.
Oh, this is the principal part of another verb. All right. And I expect an
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and
address the envelope.
Anything else you might say?
Sign your name.
Anything older people used to say? You might say?
Sign your name.
Anything older people used to say?
When? Just before you put it in the envelope.
After you put it in the envelope. Can you think of any other
thing? No.
All right. I know he lives in Brussels, but I don't know his blank.
Address.
A child has learned something surprising. Parent asks, who was it blank?
That told you that.
All right.